We are back. Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. And I got to tell you, excited for this. We're welcoming back a sponsor. We're going to talk about short barrel rifle laws here in this segment. John and Jacob in the house, the gunsmiths, back together again. Loving that.
The original pairings. And consecutive serial numbered.
It's very appropriate that we bring back Reliable Enterprises as a sponsor of the Gunsmith Show.
Welcome back, Jeremy. We are glad to have you back on board as sponsor of the Gunsmith Show, longtime sponsor of the show, and took about a year break, and now he's back. We're glad to have him. So Reliable Enterprises, your choice as a licensed builder to do phenomenal deck work, garages. You know, I always tell people with hot rods, you should have a custom garage around that hot rod or your ATVs or whatever it is. Have him customize your garage to your taste, you know, diamond plate on the walls, good finished floor, expand the roofs that your camper and your canoes will go in there, whatever it is. This guy can do it all. Believe me, he's done a ton of work for me, a great licensed builder, Reliable Enterprises. You can reach him at 810-429-6957. That's 810-429-6957. You can also link to them right from my website, thegss.com, as well as all of our sponsors. And welcome back, Jeremy. And I know we'll be talking about you for months to come. So thank you very much for stepping back in as sponsor of the Gunsmith Show. We appreciate it.
Does a great job. Fantastic work. Reliable Exterior Pro is the website, or you can Google Reliable Enterprises, or you can just link to it, like you said, John, from your website.
And oddly enough, the three of us that are in this room right now on microphones have all hired him to work on our own homes.
Yeah. He did several things for us. He did stuff for my daughter.
He did. He did a bunch of windows for Jacob.
He did the windows and doors in our house.
Yeah. And he's done, he did my carport. He's helped on my decks. He's helped on lots of stuff around our house.
Good guy. Does good work.
In-laws, everything. So a great job. Again, Reliable Enterprises, welcome aboard. So, Jake, we're going to talk about short-barreled rifles, and I think Jeremy would kind of like this conversation as well. So he is a pro 2A type of guy, which most of our sponsors are. So,
well, short-barreled rifles, but also some laws that are coming up that could change the laws on the short-barreled rifles.
I've always had a thing for short-barreled rifles. I mean, always have. I've always wanted one. I just have never done a tax stamp and had one. And although it intrigues the heck out of me, I would like to do it.
You might wait. You might want to wait then.
Yeah, because it might be happening whether the ATF likes it or not, if the ATF's still around.
So what qualifies a rifle to be a short-barreled rifle?
Well, that's not a tough question, but...
Does it look short?
Yeah.
Does it look like the, you know, shorter than the rest? You know,
yeah.
Well, don't point and make fun of it. There's a reason.
So, short guns like short people.
So short-barreled rifle is a rifle with a barrel length less than 16 inches.
Right.
Or an overall length of less than 26 inches.
Right. So this is two key factors.
Also where that other category comes in, which I don't want to get into all the legal stuff, but there was a period where...
Clinton years.
Well, no since now, like Mossberg has those.
Oh, shockwaves?
The shockwaves, and everybody else, they fall into the other because there's like a loophole in the ATF ruling.
Right.
So short-barreled rifle is a barrel length less than 16 inches or an overall length less than 26 inches.
All right.
So it is regulated by the ATF as a Title II weapon under the National Firearms Act of 1934. So we're talking
old rules.
Old rules, 91
years
ago.
Not quite as old as Williams Gunsight, but darn close.
Back when these rules were put into place to try to regulate mobs and all the crap that was happening back then.
Yeah,
so
prohibition during this time.
We thought, well, we'll just make rules and we'll stop it. Well, we saw where that worked.
Yeah.
So a couple years ago.
But you can see how hard it is to get rid of rules that might be obsolete.
Took 91 years.
91 years.
So under the previous administration, couple representatives and senators introduced something called the Short Act, which the Short Act, it's all about deregulating short-barreled rifles.
Okay.
So, however, it has been reintroduced as the Stop Harassing Owners of Rifles or Short Act.
I like it.
Stop harassing owners of rifles. So Representative Andrew Clyde of Georgia has introduced this in the House.
Andy Clyde.
And Roger Marshall, the senator from Kansas, has introduced it into the Senate. So the measure states that in the case of any registration or licensing requirement under state or local law with respect to a short-barreled rifle, short-barreled shotgun, or any other weapon as defined in that section, which is determined by reference to the National Firearms Act, any person who acquires or possesses such rifle, shotgun, or other weapon in accordance with Chapter 44 of Title 18 of the U.S. Code shall be treated as meeting any such registration or licensing requirement with respect to such rifle, shotgun, or other weapon. So what they're trying to say is you can buy them as you would any other gun. They don't have to fall under the NFA acts anymore, and that it's more regularly accessible. If you're legally allowed to buy a gun, you shouldn't have to pass any extra paperwork.
That's same
pay
thing
for a tax stamp. Same thing we've been saying for years with suppressors. And they're
people,
trying to do
people
that
are with shocked with us with suppressors. Like, I didn't know they were even legal. Yeah. You can hunt with them? Well, of course you can. Yeah. The objective is to save your hearing.
Yeah.
And you don't know how many times your bell gets rung when you pull the trigger, you know, on a cold, snowy morning out in the woods, you pull the trigger and the reverberation of a 30-06 or a 7mm Magnum, my gosh, a suppressor makes a world of difference on those guns.
Yeah.
It doesn't make them quiet. It just makes them not as bad on your ears. And
takes a crack off.
I went to lunch this week on Wednesday with 13 old guys, okay? It's our old guys lunch appointment.
Sponsored by Miracle Ear.
No kidding. Over half of them have got hearing aids. And it's always funny when exactly. When it's always funny when one of them's like out of tune and it's going and he can't hear it. You know, it's like, dude, get a new battery. Go out in the car and get a new battery, please. But and almost all of them are veterans, and they've hurt their ears in the military, and now the military is using a lot more suppressors. Not everybody, but a lot of them are, and. But just imagine, you know, how bad the hearing must have been after World War II and D-Day and all that stuff, you know?
Right.
I could not. I just literally couldn't. But we're not talking about D-Day here. We're talking about new laws, new rules.
Today Day.
What is it?
Today Day.
Today Day. Hey, Today Day.
Yeah.
But anyways, I've never heard that name before.
She gave me my NCT this morning. Yeah. So what Representative Clyde is saying is that it is now time for Congress to use this mandate, the Short Act.
Yeah, that makes sense.
To protect Americans' unalienable constitutional right to keep and bear arms, deregulating SBRs, SBSs, and all other weapons. It's the most effective way to ensure American gun owners are not subjected to unlawful and unnecessary restrictions, taxation, and registration of firearms or pistol braces. So this could be a really big thing if it passes through.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's partnering, of course, with the senator, and they're calling it a defeat of the Biden era rule in safeguarding Americans. But
it's not a done deal yet, but it's sounding like it's going to be.
Yeah. Their intention is that they hope that with the wave that happened this past year, that they're able to get enough support behind it and make it pass. And it'd be great.
It sounded like it is. I mean,
but let's not forget.
For a month now, I've been saying I don't want to talk about politics and all the rules because there are so many changes coming down the pipe. Every other hour, there's a new
something
you know,
else has changed with ATF or the FBI.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that. I mean, don't forget, everybody thinks Trump will pass this, but he also banned he did the first fight after the shooting in Las Vegas for the
bump stocks.
Yep. So, just because he's a Republican doesn't mean he's going to say yes to something to deregulate firearms.
Right. So. Well, but a lot of the old gun rules, and Dan, you've heard me talk about this for years, the old gun rules are, a lot of them are archaic, you know, and they are oddly... They were passed, but they were unconstitutional.
Well, that's why the tax stamp's $200. Remember that discussion years ago? The tax stamp was $200 because in 1934 it was $200.
Yeah.
And they thought in 1934 nobody can afford a $200 tax stamp.
Right, right.
So we'll make it $200. Well, now it's $200. Well, that's, you know.
Heck, now they're throwing it in when you buy a suppressor.
That's the big promotion right now. You buy a suppressor from so many of these different places, they pay for your tax stamp.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy.
So.
So lots coming down the pipe. So it's exciting, but I'm not putting a cart before the horse. I'm not going, I'm going to go out and get an SBR on Thursday.
It's something to not, you know, and they did this, I think, every year for the past 4 or 5 years. They've tried to deregulate suppressors the same way, too.
There just seems to be some power behind it right now that it might be changing a little bit.
Well, they're, you know, I think that no matter what the politics are, there is still a very large anti-gun sentiment among a lot of people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah,
remember, it's okay for them to be protected by them.
Yeah, we try to, you know, expose it as much as we can politely because, you know, we're not trying to make it a armed takeover. We're just saying we just want to keep our rights. We're tired of seeing our, in my whole life, my rights have been being taken away from me with guns. And, we always, and even like with the DNR paperwork, you know, we're going to talk about turkey hunting later. And, you know, when we go through the rule book, it's like, oh, my gosh, that's another new rule.
Rules change all the time.
And there's so many little loopholes that can catch you up. And, you know, it's basically attorneys that are writing this stuff up, you know, and they know how to word it properly. And it leaves gray areas that are up to discernment in the field by the field officers, which is, you know, kind of like what happened to that poor guy down in Arkansas when, you know, they raided his house, you know, at whatever time of the morning and unfortunately killed him, you know. So the guy that ran that airport. But anyways, well, so there's lots coming up.
So keep an eye out for the Short Act. Even the Gun Owners of America are behind it.
Yeah.
Other pro-gun groups are all behind it.
That GOA, Gun Owners of America, has been kicking butt this past couple of weeks. They've been all over the news. And I get emails from every night. It gets a little overwhelming. You know, it's almost like that, you know, it's almost like they're trying to sell me an extended warranty on my car. It's getting old. So, but I appreciate it. I appreciate all the efforts going forth. I try to send money when I can. If you're doing the same, God bless you. You're doing a good thing. But I never know who to send money to anymore. You know,
you can send it to me.
Yeah. Well, I got a quarter. I think I got a 20.
We're
going to
take a break. We'll come back. It's the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1. Your home for ultimate classic rock. We're going to talk next about the Smith & Wesson lawsuit. More on that when we come back.